objectives, a brief history of Israel and the connection to Christianity, and we look at good reasons why we should continue to pray for Israel. This evening, I'm going to do a recap shortly, but this evening we want to look at what intercessors can do to bring help to Israel, and we want to lift Israel in prayer. We want to lift the nation of Israel in prayer. Okay. A little bit more than a brief recap has been requested for some persons who would have missed Tuesday. So I'm just going to run through it for those who weren't able to get the first half of the teaching. So we would have learned that Abraham lived in the land of Ur with his father, and God called him out. And we looked at the scripture, Genesis 11:31, and it basically says, you know, God called out Abraham, and he took everything that concerned him, his wife, you know, his brother's son, which is Lot, and he took Sarah, and they went to a land which God would have called them to. And that land was Canaan. So we know the story of Abraham, that he told Lot to look at the land and choose the site that he wanted. And after he did that, God would have said to Abraham, as far as your eye can see, I would give you all of this. So we looked at that. We looked at the account of God changing Abraham's name, changing Sarah's name, from Sarai to Sarah, from Abram to Abraham. We looked at when God gave him the actual promise. And we looked at how the promise passed down through generations. And we looked at how the promise passed down through generation. So it passed from Abraham to Isaac, from Isaac to Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. We see it passed on from Israel to his son Judah. From Judah, it went straight down through Jesse to David, and from David to Jesus. We read through the entire lineage of Jesus, how he came into being. And after that, we looked at how the opportunity was created for Christians to be a part of what God is doing, to experience salvation, how believers was grafted in. And we saw how God spoke to Peter concerning Cornelius, who was from the Italian band. So in a nutshell, that's basically the first half that we looked at. But we basically just look at all the scriptures that connected it to see the promise and how God kept his word through the ages, through the generation. Then we went into good reasons why we should continue to pray for Israel. And we looked at, one, that it's a command. Two, that Israel is the key to God's greatest mystery. We looked at the Israelites are the enemies of the world until, well, basically for our sake, until everybody has an equal opportunity to come to Christ. We know that Israel is supposed to be the light of the world. We also looked at Jerusalem is a chosen seat of government when Christ returns. We looked at the fact that God is passionately in love with Jerusalem and will guard her jealously. We looked at Jerusalem is a place of worship for all nations, and any nation that chooses not to go up to worship will be punished. We also looked at Israel has been persecuted from ancient time until now. And when I show the video, you will get just a sense of what took place. We cover Israel is our sign, and it is likened to the fig tree. So they are our sign for the end times. So when you see the fig tree started and it sprung out the young shoot, you know, when you look at Israel and you see the persecution of the people, you know it's time to look up, that the end is nigh. We cover Israel is the firstborn among the nations. He's the firstborn. The country, the Israelites are the firstborn sons among the nations. We looked at God has made an everlasting covenant with Israel. We looked at the fact that that covenant that which he has made, he will not break. He is a keeper of his word. We also cover that Israel has legal rights to the land that they occupy, that it was purchased and fully paid for, and they were given the title deed. We also saw Jeremiah prayed over the title deed. And we also know that Israel is the apple of God's eye. So in a nutshell, those were the points that we would have looked at and covered in Tuesday's session. So this evening, we want to look at some of the things that we as intercessors can do to bring help to Israel. Just before I go there, I want to talk about, you know, the covenant that God made with Israel. It's a promise that he will really never go back on. And even in doing this study, when I asked certain persons, people were like him and her, like back and forth, like they weren't sure whether we should pray for Israel. You know, they think it's something that we should done away with, and it's mainly just the church now, and so on and so forth. But going through the scripture, to me, it is very clear that there's still the need for us to pray for Israel, because it is connected. We are all connected. And if God says in his word that he's not going to give a word and it come back to him empty, then why would he choose Israel and then turn them down now? He's not that type of God. And so we want to learn. We want to educate ourselves more about Israel so that when we are praying, we know how to pray for this nation, for this people. It talks about Israel being the firstborn son, right? And with any first child, you find a lot of responsibility is given to that child. And that child really has the role to set the example for all the other siblings coming behind him or behind her. And so that is what Israel is. We look at Israel and we are supposed to take, you know, the example, but we see how serious God is with Israel, and we know how much he loves her. And if he deals with her severely as he does, he will deal severely with every other nation. He will deal severely with every other nation. And his heart is for them to come to him and to accept him as their Messiah, to accept him as king. So this evening we want to look at what we can do, what the church can do to help Israel. And we want to pray for the nation of Israel. So I'm reading from the mandate, and this is page 99. And it gives us a list of things that we can do. So the first thing that we can do to help Israel is to study the history of anti-Semitism, past and present. And that is really the hostility and the prejudice of Israel, all that has transpired over the years. Let me see if I can pull up the video now so you can see the history, brief history. Can you see it?
Yes, ma'am.
Israel and Palestine are currently on the brink of an all.
Okay, so this is going to give you just a brief history.
Israel and Palestine are currently on the...
I didn't want something that was going to be too long, so you can always view afterwards.
Israel and Palestine are currently on the brink of an all-out war, a level of fighting that hasn't been seen since 2012. Yes, that was 2 years ago, less than 24 months. In light of the frequency of incidents, it may be good to focus on the conflict as a whole instead of the recent activities. So let's go back. How did this all start? Well, prior to World War I, that area was controlled by the Ottoman Empire. They were technically Arabs, but most people living under their rule considered them to be conquering Turks. As such, various groups that wanted Arab and Israeli independence started to emerge. These groups weren't fighting against each other, they had a common enemy, the Turks. As a result, they coexisted somewhat peacefully. Then, in World War I, Britain encouraged Arabs to organize and revolt against the Ottomans, promising them the right to set up an Arab state after the war. The Arab world complied and started revolting against the Ottomans in 1916. Around the same time, the British Foreign Secretary, Arthur James Balfour, gave official support to Britain's Jewish community to establish a national home for Jews in Palestine. And that's where it all began. Both sides thought they had the right to establish a nation in the region, so they spent the next 30 years establishing the groundwork for those nations. Arab groups did that by fighting against the Turks and organizing themselves into somewhat cohesive national identities, Iran, Iraq, Palestine, etc. The Jews did it by migrating en masse to the area and setting up their own economy and system for self-governance. Their migration was spurred on by hundreds of years of Jewish persecution in Europe, two world wars, and the Holocaust. So Israel was established in large part as a safe haven for Jewish refugees. During this migration period, there were conflicts over land and territory between Jews and Palestinians, but compared to today, it was relatively calm. Then, in 1947, Britain and the UN finally got around to keeping their word and allowing the Palestinians and Jews to establish their own nations. They broke the area up with borders that looked like this. Israel is in the green, Palestine is in the orange. The problem was, a lot of the Palestinians lived in the area now controlled by Israel, and some Israelis lived in the area now controlled by Palestine. The Arab world thought that Israel was infringing on the state they were promised after the war, and Israel was already starting to disenfranchise Palestinians who were stuck inside their borders. In 1948, fighting broke out between Palestinians and Israelis, causing the surrounding Arab nations to attack Israel in an attempt to eliminate it altogether. Israel won. During this conflict, over 700,000 Palestinians left the area or were displaced, and Israel had expanded their nation to control what is now about 78% of historic Palestine. Palestinians claim that after the war, Israel wouldn't let them return home, forcing most of them to live in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Both areas now function as a home for Palestinian refugees. In the years that followed, Israel established walls to separate the Palestinian areas out, and they also enacted laws to further establish their Jewish state. Laws that by nature offered fewer rights to non-Jews. They also established a strong active military. There were way too many incidents and military conflicts that took place after that to recount here, but the basic story for each conflict is generally this. Militant Palestinian groups or other Arab nations use force in an attempt to either reclaim land, protest the conditions of Palestinians under Israeli rule, or eliminate the entire nation of Israel. Israel responds by winning militarily, displacing more Palestinians and expanding their own territory. Sandwiched somewhere in there are continual failing peace talks and an ongoing debate about U.S. aid to Israel. Obviously, this is a huge issue and we cannot cover everything, but we did include links to more info in the description. If you found this video informative, please subscribe. And remember, we have new videos.
Okay. Okay, so right. So basically that is what occurred, and that conflict is still going on up to today. But one of the things that stood out to me is every time they attack Israel, Israel win. They keep on winning and they continue to reclaim the land, more of the land. To God be glory. We've just covered the fact that the land was bought and paid for in full and that they have the title deed. It belongs to them. So they are reclaiming what is rightfully theirs. Amen. Okay. So that video also explained what happened during the time of the anti-Semitism, the past and the present. So we know even today, Donald Trump, he has declared and recognize that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and that is not widely recognized by other countries. So they're currently giving them aid, and I also read that the time is going to come when they will no longer be supporting them. So we are to continue to pray for Israel. Number two, we are to follow the trends with particular reference to what is happening in our own time. So we are to keep abreast of what's going on, the news about Israel, what is taking place. We are to watch keenly, closely as to what is taking place in the nation of Israel. Remember, they are likened to a fig tree, and they are our fig tree. We need to watch them to see what is taking place. Because as we focus on them, we know that the time draws nigh. Notice that the persecution of Israel has started again, and it's happening in a very subtle way. I don't have full information on it. I was looking to get some, but I remember, I think it's earlier this year, they had like bombings and stuff that was going on in the Gaza Strip. So these things are occurring. In going through the research, I saw from 2016, they had like scissors attacks and different type of bombs and tear gas. And there are so many things happening over there. So we need to keep our eye on them. Number three, teach believers to take repentance for what various nations in this world have done to the Jews. Deal with the evil foundation speaking against us through the bloodshed of many innocent Jews in the nation, especially during the Holocaust. Many European nations need to restitute to Israel. And so some of that would have been covered in the video. So we really just need to pray for our sister nation, Israel. Number four, teach the church that God has not forsaken the Jews. He is still in covenant with them. And the replacement theory is fallacious and an untenable. It's fallacious and untenable. And so these are people who have different views, you know, different beliefs. And I looked at something in relation to this theory. They called it the supersessionism, which was the previous name for it before the replacement theory. And they are just of the views that God no longer loves Israel, that he no longer has a use for them. They're basically not important anymore. And it is now the church only. But in Galatians 6:16, I see Paul talk about a new creation, and he also talk about the new Israel. And my footnotes from the Bible, it talks about both, and not just Christians, but both Israel and believers, everybody. Once you believe and you function according to the instructions that God has given and you have accepted it into your life, we are all a part of the new Israel. So they believe that this new covenant has done away with the covenant that God would have made before. But we saw that God said in his word that he is a covenant-keeping God, and he does not break his covenants. Even while I was doing this, one of the things that came back to me is the scripture that talks about making oaths. Don't make an oath. You know, you can't put one hair upon your head and you can't take it off. You know, so don't make any oath. That is up to God. Leave that to God. Yes, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And so God made his covenant with them, and he will not turn away from it. Number five, as Isaiah 66:8-10 enjoins to do, we have to rejoice with Jerusalem when there is a cause for joy, and mourn when with her. This will help us to gauge the spiritual temperature of the times and key into prophecy. Can I ask Cheryl to read that for me, please? Cheryl Jordan. That is Isaiah 66:8-10. Cheryl? Okay, let me
get Karen Mayer.
Hi, can you read Isaiah 66:8-10 for me, please?
Okay, good. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn with her. 10.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. So as the scripture says, we are to rejoice with her when she's rejoicing, and we are to mourn with her when she's mourning. We are to keep track of what is taking place with this nation. 6, warn Jews to beware of fresh waves of anti-Semitism. It is already happening now. Mahar Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, has said on the floor of the United Nations General Assembly that the Holocaust, which claimed the lives of 6 million Jews, never occurred. The current Iranian president, Rouhani, has said that Israel is a rabid dog that should not be allowed to live. We need to repent on behalf of these people who speak in ignorance. But this is a part of the persecution that the nation of Israel is facing. 7, raise a prayer shield for Israel, because gradually even sympathetic nations like the United States of America will abandon Israel. Raise a watch and recruit watchmen over Jerusalem. So we are to pray and ask God to raise up watchmen from all the parts of the land, nation, all the parts of the world, to stand in the gap for Israel. Ask the Lord to raise the prince of Israel, Angel Michael, to wage war on the behalf of Israel. And this is found in Daniel 1. We know Daniel would have prayed for 21 days, and the answer was released, but the king of Persia, the prince of Persia, held up the answer, and Michael had to go to cause that word to be released to Daniel. We are to use any opportunity that we have to raise support for Israel. We are to promote the cause for Aliyah, which is immigration, causing the migrant to move back to the nation, the return of people of the Jewish origin to their homeland, Israel. If you are friendly with any Jews in your nation, advise him or her to return to Israel. We are to help the churches raise money to support Aliyah instead of the current infighting and squander mania we see going on, so they could put the money to good use as opposed to wasting it on other things that are less important. And we are to encourage key Christians in our nation who has businesses to invest in Israel. So if God has laid upon any of our hearts to invest in Israel, we could go ahead and do that. Encourage the church. We are to learn about Israel, so we are also able to teach about Israel, that we are able to help persons understand that God is a covenant keeper and he has not fall short on his covenant with Israel. He will not turn back. But that which he said he will do, he will do. So we are to give the church, the individual believers, intercessors of the nation, we are to give them proper information to pray adequately and to speak up for the nation of Israel. We ought to take a stand. As the Lord revealed, we ought to take a stand for this nation. We are to be advocates for Israel. And committed believers must choose to become advocates and international legislators for the interests of Israel. Every child of God, at whatever level or location they find themselves, can help Israel one way or another. As students, we can influence other students. As teachers, we can correct erroneous views about Israel and the Jews. As parents and guardians, we can mold a proper opinion of Israel. As legislators, we can enact laws, physical and spiritual, to favor Israel. Make up your mind to help Israel. We are to pray and ask the Lord our God to put in our hearts a passionate love for the nation of Israel and for Jerusalem. So let us ask the Lord for the zeal to identify with the city of Jerusalem and pray for the peace within her borders. We are to identify the Jewish people and ask the Lord our God to make their hearts tender towards him. We are to pray that God will stir up the Jews to return to Jerusalem. Raise a cry that the Holy Spirit will help confront all Jews who are still being haunted by the memory of their persecution. We are to pray that the Lord will release their angel Michael to wage war for them and give them justice and freedom. And it says, start a prayer chain in your neighborhood and raise the altar to pray for Israel. Tell another person near you to join in and pray with fervency. You can choose one day a week, certain hours of the day, weekends, retreat programs, devotion times in your home, schools, or the lunch hour to pray for Israel. Do it as the act of worship to the Lord. God bless you for heeding this call. And so basically this brings us to the end of this chapter. And the scripture says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee because of the house of the Lord our God. I will seek thy good. And this is the heart of God for his nation. After doing this study, I am even more convinced. And the thing that stood out to me with this, I didn't even know what chapter I would have been given. But earlier this year, the Lord said to me to study Israel. I started, but I didn't finish. And now I am seeing the reason why, the need that I needed to study Israel. But I want to thank God for opening our hearts and opening our eyes. And if God laid it upon your heart to start that prayer chain, move right along. Follow him, run. Do as he has asked. So we are going to go into prayer now for Israel. And I have a few prayer points here. Feel free if there is a point on your heart that you would like to pray for this nation. Just indicate and you will be able to go ahead to pray for the nation of Israel. So if we could just worship a little bit before we go into prayer. So you can turn on your microphones and we could just have a couple minutes of worship. And then we go into spontaneous worship as we go into prayer for the nation of Israel. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, Father God, we magnify your name tonight, oh God. Lord, we lift your name on high, oh God, because you are worthy of every praise, oh God. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness, dear Father. Father, we exalt you even now, dear God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, oh Father. You are our glory, Father, you are the mighty God. Father, you are the Lord and Master. You are the only one of Israel. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. Father, you are the lion and yet the lamb, oh dear God. Father, you are worthy of every praise. Of glory and honor be unto your holy name, God. You are exalted, oh God, above the heaven and above the earth. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are mindful of us. We thank you, oh God, that you know you are mindful of us. Father, we that you are mindful of us, oh God. Father, you said in your word that you do not desire that any, oh God, should perish, but all should come, oh God, that all should come to you, Almighty God. Father, we thank you, oh God, because of your mercy,
Thank you. worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. God, and thanksgiving. Oh, God, we fall we give you glory, Jesus. We bow at your chair for the service.
Thank you.
Give me one in mind for the
Thank you. Reflection of your God, forgive us.
Lord, forgive us.
Mighty God, oh Father, we repent, oh God, on behalf of Israel, mighty God. Everything, Papa God, they have done, oh mighty God, where they have failed you, Father, we ask you to forgive them, Father. All those who have fight against Israel, my God, we repent, oh God, for those who are fighting against Israel, Father. We repent, O God, on their behalf, my God. We ask you, O God, to forgive us, Father. Forgive Israel. Forgive us, O God, for not taking heed about Israel, my God. Father, we ask you, O God, to intervene, my God. We repent, O God. We repent, Father. Mighty God, intervene, O Father. Intervene in all Israel, Father. You know every corner in Israel, my God. Oh, Father, all the people who are fighting against every Israelite, my God. Father, have mercy, Father. We ask you for mercy, oh God. We ask you, God, to have mercy, my God. Papa, we pray for peace in Israel, mighty God. Father, when you need peace, oh God, they need it, oh Father. Touch them, Father. Bring them back to you, Father. You said they are your people, oh God. They are your sons and daughters, oh Father. We repent, oh Father, for what they have done, oh Father, and what they have done, mighty God. Every altar in Israel that is not of you, mighty God. We ask you, Father, to intervene, Father. My God, forgive them, Father. Forgive them, Papa. Forgive them, oh God. Everyone that have fight against Israel, Father. Forgive them, Father. For you, they know not what they do, because Israel is your people, Father. They are your chosen ones, oh God. They are your firstborn, Father. Have mercy, oh God. We come against every plan of the enemy upon Israel, my God. And we pray for peace, oh God. Let peace reign, oh God. Every war, Papa, put an end to it, my God. Father, touch every one of them that is in Israel, my God. Father, we ask your God to have mercy upon them, Papa. Touch them, Papa. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Prime Minister, my God. Intervene, Father. Intervene, O God. And give him wisdom, knowledge, O God, to do what you ask them to do, Father. To repent, O God. They're looking for a Messiah. My God, teach them your ways, O God, so that they can accept you, O God. All the Jews, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kenya?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Kenya?
Hi.
Can you pray for the lost sheep of the house of Israel that they will return to their God, return to their first love?
Hallelujah.
Say that for me.
Can you pray for the lost sheep of Israel that they would return to their God, return to their first love?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, we come before you, Father God. Father God, we bring Israel before you right now, Father God. Father God, as we come before you, Father God, you said, Father God. Father God, we ask, Father God, that the people of Israel will return to you, Father God. All those that are in foreign land, Father God, will come back to Israel to worship you, Father God. Father God, you, Israel is your firstborn, Father God. Father God, we ask that the people that are around them, Father God, will know, Father God. Father God, will know that you love Israel, Father God, that you will bring Israel to know you as their God and Savior, Father God, and all the other nations around, Father God, will know, Father God, that Israel is your chosen land. Father God, as we come before you, Father God, we ask that the prosecutors of Israel will turn to you, Father God, and know, Father God, and know that that is your chosen land, Father God. Father God, we know that you will not forsake Israel and you will not leave them, Father God. Father God, as we come before you, Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do in the hearts of those who prosecute as we wail and we cry on behalf of Israel, Father God. Father God, we thank you that you're answering our prayer, Father God. Father God, all those, Father God, who doesn't know you, Father God, will know you, Father God. And knowing you, Father God, they will know that Israel is the chosen land that you've chose, Father God. So, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you turn the heart of the people, Father God, towards Israel, Father God. Father God, we thank you that we as wailing women, Father God, will reach out to each one, touch one, Father God, that we will touch lives to bring people to turn their hearts to Israel, Father God. Even right in our own countries, Lord, we will ask and we will pray, Father God, that we each of us will pray for Israel, Father God. Father God, as you turn the hearts of the people, Father God, towards you in Israel, Father God, we're going to thank you. We're going to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor, Father God. Father God, even now as we speak, Father God, we ask that you work, Father God, that you work, Father God, that you work on the people, Father God, that you touch each and every heart, Father God. Father God, these are prayers in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Jem? Jem, can you hear me? Ramona? Ramona, can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear.
your voice and pray for the salvation of Israel, that Jesus, that the Jews will come to Jesus, and that they will know him as their Messiah.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for this time here, mighty God. Oh, glorious God, here we are, mighty God, seeking your face. Thanking you, glorious God, for your love, mercy, and compassion. In your name of Jesus, in your name of your Son, Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we are here, Father God, lift him up. The nation of Israel, mighty God. We thank you, glorious God, for that nation. Your nation, Father God. Even today I was reading in Isaiah 40 and Isaiah 41, mighty God. Glorious God, how dear they are to you, my God. How much you love them, glorious God. And I said, amen. Father, at this time, my God, we bring the lost. Father God, we pray for the lost, those who are in darkness, right there in Jerusalem and Israel, mighty God. We pray for their salvation, mighty God. They are lost, glorious God. They don't recognize you, mighty God. Your Son, Jesus. They don't recognize your Son, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. Some of them, not all. But Father, we pray right now, glorious God, that you, mighty God, intervene in that nation. And the souls, my God, all of them will come to know you, your Son Jesus, and accept him as the Lord and Savior. We declare, Father God, that you will do, my God, because that is what you do. You say, ask and it shall be given to you. You say, seek and you shall find. You say, knock and it shall be opened, Lord. And we know that you attended to our cry right now for Israel, for Jerusalem, my God. We thank you for them. We thank you, Father God, for that nation. The nation that is Israel, Jerusalem, and they are dear to you. You love them. You love them. They are the apple of your eye, my God. And we say, Father, have your way. And we come against every hindering force, anything that is blocking, anything right now that will block this prayer right now, we clear the air right now, we remove every obstacle into the realm of the spirit. We position ourselves as your intercessors. That's why we are your intercessor. And we are here seeking your face for your chosen generation, for your chosen people, for those who are the apple of your eye. My God, we ask, Father God, for their salvation. All those that are lost still, mighty God, we pray them into your kingdom for such a time like this. We bring them from darkness into light, my God. From north, south, east, and west of Jerusalem, Israel, we pray them into your kingdom right now, mighty God. We pray them out of the pit where the enemy has them. Believe in life. It's life. Oh, God, Father, we love them as you love them. Because we all are one in Christ Jesus. We are all your children and you love all equally, my God. You don't love one more than the other, and we know that your desire is that they come to know you and come to know your Son Jesus. and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And right now we come against every hindrance, anything that is blocking, anything that is blocking for them to come into relationship with you, Jesus, to accept you as their Lord and Savior. Oh, we remove every stumbling block. We remove it right now. We declare them saved and sanctified. We declare them, oh, glorious God, right now. We declare them out of the pit. Out. In the name of Jesus. We pray them into your kingdom for such a time like this, my God. At this point in time, my God. Oh, glorious God, you want all to come to know you. You want to be the whole world to know you and be saved and sanctified. I'm having a relationship, a close relationship with you, with through your Son Jesus. And right now we seek your face and we say, have your way, mighty God, have your way. Let them be out, my God, right now, from darkness into light. We pray them into the light, my God. We pray them out of darkness, out. They are out in the name of Jesus. We believe and we declare that they are out. We pray salvation for the nation, salvation for the lost, salvation for those who are trapped, mighty God, by the lies they believe, the lies that the enemy has planted in them, my God, Jesus. We declare, glorious God, transformation and change into these, those who don't know you, those who do not want to accept you as Lord and Savior, Jesus. We declare, save and sanctify. We believe, Father. You say, ask and it shall be given to you. You say, seek and you shall find. You say, knock and it shall be opened. And here we are, seeking your faith. Here we are asking on behalf of your people, on behalf of Jerusalem, Israel, on behalf of the lost, on behalf of those who are suffering and hurting, on behalf of those, mighty God, that have chosen to go separate ways, who are chosen, mighty God, to walk away from you. Oh, God, Father, have your way, mighty God, have your way. We declare their salvation. We speak it forth right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. We believe it and we declare and decree that Jerusalem, Israel, the entire nation is yours, mighty God. We claim all of them for you, my God, regardless, Father God. And thank you, glorious God, for what you will do by the means of these prayers, by the means of all these intercessory prayers for your nation. Thank you, glorious God, for what you will do, what you are going to do, what you are doing already in the life of your chosen people. Oh, Lord, thank you for helping us to understand that we are close to you, my God. Psalm 122 tells us, Father, to pray for them. To pray for them, mighty God. And we are here, Father, seeking your face and asking for them. Asking for their salvation. Oh, thank you, glorious God. Thank you. We bless Israel. We bless them. We bless them. We declare them saved and sanctified. We declare them, Father God, in relationship with your Son, Jesus, accepting him, loving him. And Father, it is said and done. We declare it and we believe it. Thank you for doing it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Ramona. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Vanetta? Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Vanetta, good night.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. Can you lift your voice and ask God to raise a prayer shield over Israel and to raise up watchmen and to recruit watchmen over Jerusalem?
Father, we continue to seek you on behalf of Israel this evening. Lord, we thank you that this is orchestrated by you. We thank you, Lord, that in the books, this day and this time has been recorded, that there would be a people, a group, praying for Israel at this time. And Father, we thank you that you found us worthy of this assignment this evening, Lord. And we just are so grateful to you that you would include us in this great work of praying for Israel. Father, we pray even now that you would raise up our brothers and sisters across the globe to pray for Israel on a consistent basis. Father, we pray for increased prayer shield over Israel. We thank you for those who are already praying. We thank you that there are myriads of people praying for Israel, but we are asking this evening for an increase in the number of persons who pray, an increase in the intensity of the prayers that are prayed for Israel and for Jerusalem in particular. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a prayer shield that's been lifted over Israel. We have seen it, many of us have seen it like a dome over the land. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that we will raise an impregnable shield over Israel, over Jerusalem, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that there will be men and women, boys and girls, whom you will awaken and whom you will motivate to pray, to join their voices and to pray for Israel. Father, and we thank you that even as we see the day approaching, Father, that we should and would increase our prayer, increase our calling out to you. Remember what you said, you would raise watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem and they would give you no rest day and night. They would cry out unto you until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Oh God, we are asking today for an increase in the number of watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem. We pray, oh God, today that many more churches, many more congregations will see the necessity of praying for Israel, of supporting Israel at this time. Father, we thank you. It is you who are doing this work. Holy Spirit, we know that you are the one who would have to draw people. So we say, draw them. Draw brothers and sisters. Draw them, oh God. Give them, oh Lord, a longing, a desire to see Israel come to the place where you have said they would come, and cause us to know that we can participate in that by praying for these people. Lord, we thank you for giving us such an opportunity to be workers together with you in this project that you have. And we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Allison? Jesus.
Yes,
here. Can you lift your voice and pray that God's bowels of compassion would be open towards Israel and that he would show them mercy?
Okay. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, O God. We thank you, Lord, that you are God. You are God, you are God, you are God, and there is no one else like you. Father, this evening, O God, Lord, as we bring, Father, your nation before you, O God. Father, we speak your word, O God, the words, O God, that you have spoken. Father, you said that your word will not return void. You are covenanted to your word. And Father, this evening, O God, we ask for mercy. And according to 1 Samuel 12:22, mighty one of Israel, for the sake of your great name, do not reject your people Israel, for you were pleased to make them your own. God, that's your word. That's your people. And you were pleased to make them your own. Elohim Most High, rise up and help your people. Yeah. Redeem them because of your unfailing love. That's your word. Father said to put you in remembrance of your word. You said that your word will not return void. And it will, it shall accomplish that which you set forth to do. So, Father, this evening, we put you in remembrance of your word concerning Israel. Holy One of Israel, may your eyes be open to your servant's plea and to the plea of your people Israel. And may you listen to them whenever they cry out to you. For you single them out from all the nations of the world to be your own inheritance, just as you declared through your servant Moses, when you, O sovereign Adonai, brought your people out of Egypt. Father, we put you in remembrance of your word to have mercy on Israel, to have mercy on Israel. Shepherd of Israel, when your people Israel cried to you in their trouble, save them from their distress. Bring them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and break away their chains. Send forth your word and heal them. Rescue them from the grave. Father, that is your word, your word, your word. We put you in remembrance of your word concerning Israel and Jerusalem this evening, O God. We put you in remembrance of your word. Your name, O Adonai, endures forever. Your renown, O Adonai, through all generations. For you will vindicate your people and have compassion on your servant Israel. Father, tonight, O God, we say thank you. We say thank you, God, that you hear, that you're covenanted to your word. Father, you said, O God, that your word is even higher than your name. So, Father, as you hear us this evening, as we make this plea, O God, for mercy, O God, on behalf of Israel and Jerusalem, O God, Father, we put you in remembrance of your word, knowing, O God, that you are not a man that you would lie. That you will fulfill, O God, that your promises are yes and amen. You are promise keeper. So we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy for Israel, O God.
sovereign Adonai, for your people Israel, we pray that you will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted ones who have no help. Take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. Rescue them from oppression and violence, for their blood is precious in your sight. Father, we put you in remembrance of your word. Have mercy on your people, O Adonai. Have mercy on Israel. May they take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. Father, you cover them with your wings, O God.
Hallelujah.
You gather them, O God, as a hen gathers her chicks, O God. You gather them, O God. Father, that's your word. So you cover them, O God, until the disaster has passed. Have mercy on Israel, O Adonai. Have mercy on them, for they have endured much contempt. They have endured much ridicule from the proud and much contempt from the arrogant. Adonai, our Savior, do not hold against your people the sins of their fathers. May your mercy come quickly to meet Israel, for they are in desperate need. Shepherd of Israel, have mercy on your people. Forgive their iniquities and do not destroy them. Mighty Elohim, restrain your anger and do not stir up your full wrath. Remember that your people are but flesh. They are but dust. Redeem Israel, O Adonai, our Savior, from all their troubles. Be gracious to Israel. Be their strength every morning, their salvation in time of distress. Father, we put you in remembrance of your word. We put you in remembrance of your word concerning Israel tonight, O God. We put you in remembrance of your word. Shepherd of Israel, have compassion on Jacob. Elohim Most High, choose Israel and settle them in their own land. King of Israel, save your people. Mighty One of Israel, redeem your people with love and mercy. Lift them up and carry them through their trouble. Lift them up, Almighty Elohim, and carry them through their trouble. Carry them through their distress. Provide for those who grieve in Zion and bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Then shall your people Israel be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of Adonai for the display of his splendor. Mighty One of Israel, cleanse the blood stains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Father, we thank you for your word concerning Israel. We thank you for your word. We bless you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. Father, you said that your word will not return void, but that it shall accomplish that which it was sent forth to do. Father, this evening, your word, O God, is sent forth, O God, to bring mercy, that you will have mercy. That is your word, O God, your word. You stand by your word. You are covenanted to your word. I've put you in remembrance of your word, Abba, so that you, Lord, you, Lord, will have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Father, the angels, O God, they respond to your word, O God. They respond to your word, O God. So, Father, this evening, O God, this evening, O God, mercy, O God, mercy, mercy, mercy. It is your word. They are your people, O God. Father, we declare mercy, your mercy, your grace upon them, O God. Your grace upon them, O God. Upon the afflicted, upon the needy, upon the land, O God. Upon the peoples, O God. Upon the veterans, O God. Lord, the elderly, O God. Father, it is your word, O God. So, Father, incline your ear. Hear the word set forth, O God. your angels, Jesus. O God, to answer, O God, to your word, O God, to your word, to your word. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for doing it, because you're not a man that you would lie. So I know, O God, that that prayer is answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Empress Sherry.
Yes, please.
Can you lift your voice and pray and ask God to open the eyes of the church and that they would understand the truth about the Jews?
Okay. Yes, please. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. And Father, Lord God, as we come as your willing women before you this evening, Lord God, to lift up Israel before you, Lord, I ask you once again that you will cleanse our hearts and our minds, dear Father, as we intercede on the behalf of this nation, Lord God. That our prayers, dear Father, will go to your throne room, and it will touch your heart, dear Father. And as we lift up Israel, Lord God, I pray, dear Father, that we as a church, dear God, that we will come to the realization, dear Father, of who Israel really is, dear Father. And you have told us, dear Father, in these last two sessions, dear God, how much Israel means to you, dear Father. And what you will have us as people, dear Father, to pray for Israel, to pray for Jerusalem, Lord God. And we want to be obedient, dear Father. And even now, Lord God, I pray, dear Father, for a new understanding, Lord God. I pray, dear Father, that you would download the knowledge into the minds of those in our churches, Lord God. Father, Lord God, that Israel will be seen, dear Father, as you have said, as your chosen one, as your firstborn, Lord God, and that persons will be made to understand, dear Father, that you call us, dear Father, to love this nation. We are called to love this nation and to pray for this nation, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, tonight we pour out of our innermost being, dear Father, to you, Lord God, on behalf of Israel, Lord God. And we ask, dear Father, that you will open the eyes of the people in the church, Lord God, that they can see, their Father, the real Jews, the real meaning behind the Jews, dear Father, that they will be sympathetic, Lord God. They will empathize, dear Father, with the Jewish story, Lord God. Yes. Father, Lord God, I pray for every one of them, dear Father. Lord God, even as we will look at our history, Lord God, as black persons, Lord God, and see how we were mistreated, Lord God. Father, we can see that it is not an easy thing for the Jews, dear God, to see how they were mistreated and misrepresented, Lord God. But I pray, Father, that our eyes will be open tonight in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, that we will continue to pour out our hearts before you, Lord God, on behalf of this nation, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, it was prophesied, dear Father, in your time, dear God, about the Jews. And I pray, Father, Lord God, that we will continue, Lord God. Lord God, we don't want them to miss the mark, dear Father. We want them, dear Father, to see that you are their Messiah, Lord God.
Yes,
that you are the one who came, dear Father, to die for their sins, dear Father. Lord God, I pray that their unrepentance, dear Father, would turn on, but to be turned into repentance, dear Father. I pray, dear God, that you will deal with their hearts, dear God. Yes. And as we, as a church, dear Father, I pray that we will come together, Lord God, and join forces, dear Father, Lord God, and lift up Israel before you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, some may look at us as being stupid, dear Father. But Lord God, we are following your orders, Lord God. We are following your orders in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Father, Lord God, we come against every stumbling block, Lord God, and every hindrance, dear God, that will try to separate the church from doing what you say in connection with Israel, Lord God. And Father, Lord God, we claim, dear Father, these people for you once again. I pray, dear God, that we as a church, dear God, we will cry out for the salvation of these Jews, dear God, that they would return to their first love in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that the scales will be moved from their eyes in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. That every self-righteous spirit will be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every false teaching, Lord God, will be dismantled in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we continue to lift them up before you, I pray, dear God, that our prayers will take action in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will send forth your angelic host, dear God, dear Father, to do the work, dear God, on the hearts and the minds of these Jews in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And that your angelic host, dear Father, Lord God, in the heavenlies will destroy every work of the enemy to stop our prayers from going up in the name of Jesus. Holy God, remember them now in the name of Jesus. Remember Israel. Remember the Israelites, Lord God. Remember Jerusalem, dear Father. I pray that God, even now, that you will draw a bloodline around them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, dear Father, that they will look to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For you are the only way, Lord God. You said that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by true Jesus Christ. I pray, God, that you, dear Father, will make this, that you will reveal this to your people, the Jews, Lord God, that you will reveal that to them in the name of Jesus. And I pray, dear God, that we will continue to lift them up before you, Lord God. Bring them, dear Father, from the four corners of the earth, wherever they are scattered, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them back to you, dear God. Bring them back to their homeland, dear Father. And even more importantly, bring them back to you, Lord God. Back to the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, redeem them in the name of Jesus. Redeem them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. I thank you, mighty God, for you have named them as your people, holy God. Holy God, holy God. Have mercy. Have mercy, holy God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Just as we pray for mercy for us, dear Father, we pray for mercy for them too, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, redeem them. I pray for redemption for them, dear Father. I pray, dear God, that they will get a sense of the time and realize that redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah, Jesus. And to you, Lord God, I say thanks. Lord God, I pray that you will accept our prayers, Lord God.
Almighty God.
And that you will give swift response to our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Ikalabasiko ba mashika da ba santo kola ba shente.
Ikada masanto kore biela bashika na masanto. Ikada basika la mashanta la basika. Ila masiko la bashanta. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our redemption drive night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless God. Bless God.
Thank you, Sister Shari. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I ask Ivy to pray the last point for us? I pray that God create opportunities for the church to assist Israel.
Amen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you once again, oh God, to pray on behalf of your people Israel. We give you praise, God. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for God willing women, oh God, as you have called us, God, to weep between the porch and the altar. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we come into your presence. We pray, Lord God, for the opportunity, Father God, of the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to be able, God, to reach souls, Lord God, to be able, Father God, to connect, oh, Father God, your people, Father. We pray, God, that you will raise up, Lord God, men and women, Father God, who will stand for you. We pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord, you will put your Holy Spirit within us, God, and give us the boldness, oh, Lord God, men and women, Father God, to stand in the gap, Father, to pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for even those that are in Israel. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to breathe upon them, God, those that are standing, Father God, in the gap, those that are standing, God, in spite of the hard times, in spite of the trials, in spite of, God, of how men and women are coming against them. We pray, Heavenly Father, God, that you will open the doors, oh Lord God, that, God, men and women will be able, oh God, to spread your word, to speak your word, oh God, so that souls, oh God, will be saved, so that men and women, oh Lord God, the Jews, Father God, the children of Israel will come to accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord God, that you will turn the hearts of the people back to you in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know, God, that you said they are the apple of your eyes. And Father, you said those who bless Israel, God, shall be blessed. And those who curse Israel, Lord God, shall be cursed. And so, Father, we pray, God, that you will give them wisdom and compassion, oh Lord God. And we pray, Heavenly Father God, even for the children, Father God of Israel, God, that they too will come, oh Lord God, to know you as the Messiah, to know you as the one who died to save them, God, to know you, oh Father God, as the one who is creator of all mankind. We give you praise for it even now, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will open doors, continue to open doors, oh God, in the lives of your people, Father. Doors that have been shut. We pray, God, that you will open them in the name of Jesus, that, God, they would have the opportunity, God. For we realize that you said, oh Lord God, that promotion comes not from the west, neither from the east, but it comes from you. And so we thank you, Lord, that you will do it in their lives in the name of Jesus. Let, oh God, the anointing be released, oh God, so that signs and wonders and miracles will take place in the hearts of your people, God. We ask, oh God, that good will come forth, oh God, from what the devil meant for evil. Father, we pray, God, that your salvation will be made known to your people of Israel who do not believe that the Messiah has come. Father, you said that you would bless them, oh God. And so, Father, we want to thank you and we praise you for it, God. Bless those who stand in the gap for the nation of Israel. And we declare, God, that they are the apple of your eyes and there is no one that can displace this truth, God. And so we come to you because you are Jehovah Jireh. And we declare, Lord God, that Father, they belong to you. And Father, we pray, God, that they will continue, Lord God, to stay steadfast and focus, God. And Father God, we want to thank you for it. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Thank amen. You, Lord.
Thank you so much, Sister Ivy. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we want to thank you again, Lord, for meeting with us. We want to thank you, God, for, you know, just teaching us by your Spirit, for helping us in this season. Thank you for speaking, oh God. Thank you for the experiences, understanding, oh God, the way that you feel and the burden that you carry for your people. You know, thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to understand the love that you have for your people. Oh God, and your heart towards them. Father, you know, it just shows how a good father, how much of a good father that you are, and the way that you love us. You know, the scripture says it is because of your love, oh God. That's why you gave your only son. Oh God, because of your love, because of your love that you do not desire that any should perish, but all, oh God, all should come. Oh God, it doesn't matter how much we do not deserve it, oh God, but because of your love, God. Father, you desire that all of us would come, oh God. Father, we want to thank you, oh God, because your heart, oh God, is pure towards us, Father, that your desire is to give us an expected end. Father, who are we that you're mindful of us? And who are we that you are mindful of us? Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that your word shall not return to you empty, but it shall accomplish all that you have said. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. Thank you for the opportunity, oh God, for being in your midst, in your presence. Thank you, oh God, for all that we would have learned, oh God, Father, over these 2 days. Lord, we thank you. And we just declare the name of Jesus over Israel, oh God. We declare the name of Jesus over Jerusalem. We declare the name of Jesus over your people. Father, we declare your lordship over them. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh God, we continue to commit them into your hands because we know that you are able to keep everything that is committed to you. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters, I want to thank you so much for these last 2 days. Could not have done it without you. Truly grateful. I'm just going to go into the dusting off now. Let me see. Mona? Can you
this
off, please?
I'm not familiar with it as yet.
Oh, you're not familiar with it as yet? That's your homework, Mona.
Okay. I have to read it.
Yes. Okay. And you know, as the Spirit leads, what is in the book is really just a guide, but it's as the Lord leads. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised, and there is none like you.
Amen.
We thank you that we can trust you. We thank you that we can believe in you and hope in you. In you we move, and in you we have all being.
Yes,
we thank you that you are the lift of our heads. We thank you that even when the mountains surround Jerusalem, that's how you surround your children. We thank you that we are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we worship you, we glorify you, we magnify you. We thank you for this session tonight, Almighty God. And we pray, Father, that you're going to continue to empower us as your people, Father God. We pray that you give us a spirit of boldness, oh God. We pray that you increase our faith in you, Father, because you said without faith it's impossible to please you. So we glory in your name and we honor your name, Father. You are God all by yourself, Father. And we thank you that we are your children and you are our God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We pray that you cover us with your precious blood, Father, tonight. We pray, God, that you'll encamp your angels round about us, dear Father, because you are our God and we are your children. And mm-hmm. Father, we worship you and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The joy of the Lord, that is our strength. Father, we just want to worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are an awesome God. You reign supreme, Father. We glorify you. Oh, mighty, what a mighty God you are. Father, without you, we just cannot do nothing. And so we call upon you tonight, oh God. Cover us under your blood, Father. We praise you. We praise you, Father. We dust ourselves off from every dust and smoke of war. We take the tail of the backlash and smash its head to utter destruction. We apply the blood of Jesus to ourselves and everything that concerns us. We declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. Let the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Very good.
May the grace, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Show me his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sisters. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Sabrina,
thank you so much.